Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, got a 100 checks, tonight I'ma flex, Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, Tryna duck my ex, then what's coming next, I just wanna flex, yeah. Tryna duck my ex, got a 100 checks, I just wanna flex, yeah.
Wait,
start shit that I finish. Hard head on list, diamonds on my wrist clip.
glitch, glitch. Nigga, like the future, man. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Wait,
wait, wait a minute. Start shit and I finish.
Finish.
Hard head, I don't listen. Diamonds on my wrist, glitch,
glitch.
Nigga, like the future, man.
Boy, now what's the issue? You gonna make me get with you? You won't talk that girly talk, bitch, you can talk to my pistol. Wait, wait, wait a minute. I got big paper, I'm spinning. I get the flashing on him, I will blast it on him. I mean, any nigga can get it. Got 30 in the extender. I had your bitch in the end zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. I'm so good with the hoes. I pulled up in the rose. With my diamonds blinking like strobes. And a Kanye shirt with hoes. I'm blowing paper like that. My niggas in here strapped. Their bush won't bust back. That's why I act how I act.
Hey.
I see it all so clear. You niggas ain't really, really with the shit.
Hey.
Got me thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
Wait.
One goddamn minute.
Wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait.
Start shit that I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
Woo.
Start shit that I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Day. Ain't got on them about 700,000 words. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
I was having trust issues, but I've been having way better luck since you. I never true love with you. Told myself I don't wanna fall in love with you. Rolling on the E-way speeding. Friday just started the weekend. XR text when you responded. We gon' go crazy with this money. We do hot yoga 92 degrees. Can you stretch it out for me? I got somewhere to be, but it's hard to leave. When you do it like you mean it, I'm proceeding. Is you the one, is you the one? And she looked me in my eyes, told me fuck them pussy niggas, they ain't riding, cause I'm riding and I'm dying for you, baby, got me feeling incredible, 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 yeah. We can do exactly what you like, baby, and it's all on me. We can take biking in the night, baby, it's all on me. We've been texting back and forth, now it's time to get it cracking. Girl, take it all out, cause I know you action. Did you come to town, cause you got that action.
Diamonds on my neck, moonwalking, Michael Jackson.
I'ma have your body spin like you dipped your baby off. I'ma do whatever it's gonna take to keep my baby strong. I'ma do whatever it's gonna take to take these haters off. Put it on for the cops, I just wanna show you off. I can see your flowers, you gon' take me how I am. Hit it from the back, girl, you know I'm going ham. Fuck the pins, girl, you got me feeling like the man. Yeah, incredible, 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 yeah, yeah. Where you move your body, girl, I'll give you an advance. Girl, you fucking with a full grown man. The way you move your body, I'ma have a change of plans. I'ma do whatever it takes to keep my fucking baby strong. I'ma do whatever it takes to shake these fucking bitches off. I'ma do whatever it takes and you gon' be my personal. Damn, so you dancing like you trippin' for this gold. Romance and we all done been here before. But your passion I hear when you talkin'. We ain't clashing, you quiet when I'm talkin'. Put them diamonds on your head, I'm feelin' J-Mo walkin'. Put them diamonds on your head, I'm walkin'. You get into everything exclusively, I'm honest. We don't need nobody coming in between this money. These niggas already trying to invade the embassy. Good thing I trained it and you got that remedy. The best thing about you only go that far for me. You a star to me. Incredible. Incredible.
gon' change the plans.
Let's go. Next time a nigga getting shot. If you really love me, fuck me like a thot. If you really love me, do what I say. When you get your head, let me dead in my eye. Nigga play it, I'ma set it on fire. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. Let down the window, you see me. Let it be down. We got AR, 459, in the two-tone Lamborghini. I walk in this bitch by myself. Nigga still got on all this bling bling. I told Reed, drop the top on that Royal LeBron. This bitch with that thing thing. Nigga, they just told me that somebody died. But it don't bother me, that's the G thing. No, it don't bother me, it's the G-way. I don't know what went down at that Walmart. I don't know what happened on that freeway. Okay, there go that baby, he back now. Run that back, they bitch, turn that on replay. Oh, he still got that shit with that bop in it. Oh, they thought that little nigga went pop, didn't it? I'm one of them superstar rappers who actually poppin'. Who really gon' pop, nigga?
I'm one of them.
We really them pop niggas. Tryna send one of you little niggas up, take the clock with you.
And I got this little boo thing.
Soon as I went and got her up purse, put my Glock in it. Like, babe, you my bitch now. She know I don't mean no disrespect, I just talk different, nigga.
My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. Buzz it down, Cartier, baby. Buzz it down. Niggas think I'm from Detroit, but I come from that 704 Charlotte Maven. And you can come play if you want. I'ma leave your ass cold like Detroit on the pavement. Who fucking with baby just laughed at you? Quit beating nigga up, leave him flag. I've been on the jet to get a bag. Let's go. Probably need to go and do some therapy. Having moments I always feel lonely. Just walked in the meeting and I got it on me. They don't know that I got it on me. I done made a whole lot of millions while in the pandemic and they even out here for fun. Clown ass nigga better catch up, you ain't even mustard. That shit there baloney. New booty like a Barbie doll, shit out the package. Had to bust out the rapper. Nice ass, fell in love with a real nigga. Time to turn into a savage. A nigga play with me, I probably burn him on camera. Damn, a rapper killed the rapper, a big player. It don't matter what happened before, what really matters happen now. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick, she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in his bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick, she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in his bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, call her a new masterpiece.
She ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Said she never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah, da 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 da. Yeah, got a new biz that I ain't promoting. Yeah, all of my friends love money doing. Let me tell you something about my life. And every single chain in my diamond ring. The way you walking, the way you talking, it's all because of me. And the way I'm all on you. Girl, you know it's true.
The way I speak is my melody. Don't you ever think it's another me, girl, on everything. It's a lot on me. I cannot be thinking apologies. Yeah, they pout on me, cause that bag on me. Yeah, they after me. I got racks on me, got the stash on me. They gassing me, yeah. Hoodie on low, but I stay focused, yeah. It's hard to stay low and everybody know this, yeah. Look back at it, she ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Said she never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. All girls just wanna have fun with it. All the girls just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me, yeah.
All right. Peace to God. It's Wednesday. I hope everyone's feeling good and ivory. Give me a second. I got to go live on Facebook and then go live on YouTube and then go live on the gram. So y'all know how I do. This is an every week thing now. You know what I mean? So it ain't nothing new.
Detect anything.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. See. Live. Here it is, live. All right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Damn, I was just eating a sandwich. Y'all see the soup. Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. That's the shit we on. This the new look of Moors. We always gonna represent ourselves properly in the public eye. Now, we got a upcoming seminar. We got it April 3rd. It's the Trust $9 billion lien on the straw man webinar. Someone got a question in the chat that I'm about to answer. He said his non-UCC wasn't received by the Secretary of State. I'm going to answer that in a little while. We also got the Trust House lawsuit webinar. We got it up for sale with the templates. It's $325. It's cheaper for the people who was on the webinar. I think it's only $125 for them to get the recording and the template. So check that out. Go pick that up at jonahbay.com. Now, I'm going to get to this person's questions. Oh, welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where I answer your questions that y'all have for me on all the various processes that I teach and some that I don't teach. Got a little bump right there. It says, Brother Bay, they repossessed the vehicle this morning, although we tendered an instrument for the payoff amount. What say you for the next course of action? You're not getting that car back. The only way to get that car back, you're going to have to pay the amount that you're behind and give them a little more, and they'll give you the car back. First of all, I never teach you to issue an instrument and not pay. I tell you to keep on paying. Keep on paying and try to discharge while you're in good faith. You're never going to discharge it while you're in bad faith. And 31 USC 3113 says that they accept it when they want to. When they want to. They don't do it because you sent it. They do it when they want to. It's a gift. They do it when they want to. So you are never supposed to be behind, and you're supposed to keep on paying until they do discharge it. Or else you're going to have the problem that you have right now. They repossessed it. And I know how to get it back, because I had to do it before. I was just like you, young, didn't know about this information, believed all the myths that's out there, and I'm telling you, you're going to have to pay to get the car back. You know what I mean? Then the same brother has another question, Brother Bay. They sent my non-UCC to the Attorney General of Texas, and he rejected my filing sent to the Secretary of State. Determines, if you're doing a non-UCC, the non-UCC is supposed to be done at the county records office. It's actually where you put the records for house, where your house records are. That's where it's supposed to be filed, number one. So that was your number one mistake. Number two, I guarantee you, your non-UCC isn't done correctly. This is why I'm doing the webinar on April 3rd. To do a UCC correctly, you must have a promissory note where the trust loaned money to your straw man. That's what it's for. It's for that to happen. And then the trust becomes the creditor. And when the trust is the creditor, the trust has the right to put liens on the property of the person who borrowed money from the trust. So when it does that, it puts it on the non-UCC to prove that it has a promissory note, to prove that it has the collateral pledged to it, and then the trust will do a UCC, which is a public notice to the lien that it has on the straw man. If you didn't do that, you didn't do it correct. 24,000 people out there teaching y'all the secure party creditor, and they never taught you how to have the trust as the creditor. They never showed you how to do that. They got you doing the secure party creditor where you got a lien on yourself. This is why it's being rejected. It's not being used the way it's supposed to be used. And until y'all learn how to do it right, you're going to get the same results. This is why I'm doing the webinar to teach y'all. So you can get the right information according to the law. You're doing it exactly according to the law, and you have the right results. Because y'all are out there doing all these processes willy-nilly. First of all, there's no such thing called a secure party creditor. In the UCC, we can look it up and we can go to definitions in UCC. You're either a secure party or either you're a creditor. So hold on, let me look it up. UCC creditor. Code. One second. It's UCC 8-112, creditor's legal process. And this shows you how to start getting securities and stuff back. But I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for the definition. So I'm going to Google it again. UCC creditor definition. Okay. It's UCC 1-201 definitions. Creditor includes a general creditor, a secured creditor, a lien creditor, and any representative of creditor, including a assignee for the benefit of creditors, a trustee in a bankruptcy, a receiver in equity, an executor or administrator, insolvent debtors, assigners, and estates. Did it say anything about a secure party creditor? No. Now we're going to go into UCC 9-102. And creditor. Let me look for creditor. Mm-hmm. See, so I'm simply saying y'all gotta start looking at the definitions. Y'all gotta start using the law the correct way. Now, when I'm in UCC, it doesn't have creditor. It does not have the word creditor in UCC 9-102. So it tells you that the other one that I just read is the correct one. All right. So now let's look up, it was creditors. Let's look up secure party defined. Secure party. UCC secured. Party defined. It says secure party of record. Secured. What is a secure party? Secure party. All right. And it doesn't have it in the UCC, by the way. The definition's not coming from. It's coming from practical law. Secure party, a person whose favor of security interest is created, provided for under a security agreement, whether or not by obligation to be secured is outstanding. A person who holds an agricultural lien, a cosigner, a person who accounts chattel paper, promissory notes have been sold. A trust, the indentured trustee agreement, collateral agreement, representative of suit. So, it's not in the UCC, and a secure party is totally different than saying secure party creditor. They don't exist together. You know what I mean? Now, notice, the definition said exactly what I said. You're going to have a promissory note. You can also do it as a security interest given to the trust for the individual giving it to, as a settler giving it to your trust, you know, as trust property. That's also another way. But when we're talking about banking, you're going to do a promissory note. A promissory note is the easiest way for it to be recognized. The promissory note is also the way that you can sell the security. Because once you have a promissory note in possession of someone, it then becomes a security. And the securities are sold and bought by banks. So it would be one way for you to capitalize offer your security interest and get paid off of it. In other words, cash it out. You know what I mean? Now, this brother's asking so many questions. Bro, you want your questions answered? You're going to have to call in. Call in. I'm not going to keep on reading your questions in the whole nine. You know what I mean? It's too hard to keep on watching the board to see all the questions that you're giving me. Now I'm going to go into the call lines a little bit and see what's going on out there. Hold on, let me reset this. Seems like it's not set up correctly. Still, I reset it and it's still acting up. He said he will. That's good. thank you. I can't read the first three numbers, so I'm going to read the last four. 7502. Peace to the God. Peace. 7502. Peace to the God. What's going on?
Hey, nothing. How you feeling, big bro?
I'm feeling wonderful, magnificent, great.
Man, so am I, man. I'm going to give you something real quick, man. This cat down here in New Orleans, man. I just wanted to give you that, let you know, put that out there. But what I called him about, man, is the Louisiana injunction. I know that there's not one available. So, and I know that Louisiana has like five different constitutions. Which one should I use? The oldest one?
See, the problem is y'all are not buying injunction webinar, and it answers all that those questions. The injunction webinar.
Okay.
I always told y'all to get do the Constitution before 1933.
Okay.
I don't care, long as it's before 1933. I do the one that's closest to 1933 because it's modern. It got modern stuff in it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Cool.
Louisiana. Let me see if I got that. Louisiana, that's the state of Louisiana?
State of Louisiana, that's correct.
Yeah, I thought I had it. I don't have it. All right, you are going to have to create it.
Okay. Not a problem. I will be getting that. I'll probably just get that tomorrow. I'll just get on the website and get that. I guess I got another question too as well.
All right.
Second Amendment gun rights for felons. That's, I mean, what kind of recourse do I have with that?
For felonies?
Yeah. You know, as far as like gun rights, you know,
according to them, you can't have a gun. You are a felon, right? Now,
right. That
has nothing to do with if you have a trust and the trust owns the gun.
Whoa. Okay.
The trust is called the natural person. It can own guns and stuff like that. Now, it would behoove you that even though it's trust property and it belongs to the trust, you may not want that gun around you per se.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
That'll work.
You can have that. The trust can have that gun.
Okay, cool. I guess, man, that's it for my questions. I want to put this out there, man. Everywhere I go, you know, when people ask me, man, how you doing today? And I tell them, I'm great, wonderful, and I'm a magnificent dude. That blows their mind. So I want to put that out there for you.
Right.
I do it all the time, and I say it with enthusiasm so they can actually,
exactly. You
know, because I say it with enthusiasm. So, you know, people just kind of go crazy when they hear that. Oh, that's great. So, but I ain't going to tell them I got it from Jumbo.
They wouldn't know who you were talking about anyway.
Anyway, bro, so it's all good, man. But anyway, man, thank you for taking my call, man. I'm on concede, man. I'll just keep listening.
All right, peace.
Look, Jonah, one more.
Who? Hold on. Let me get him back. One more question. What you got?
If there's anybody down here in New Orleans that's listening to the show, and if they want to call in on the chat, like, you know, maybe we could network or something, and they put it in the chat, just give them my number.
All right.
As if he can do that.
All right.
All right.
He
want to
keep up with people. All right. I'm going to call a 9362. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace. Peace to the God. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful for the large sums of money, wealth, good fortune, success, and victories that flow to me and you all quickly and easily.
Ashe.
Ashe, ashe. How you be, Jonah?
I be wonderful. I bees that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Today is my favorite day that I get to learn. I always learn with you, but it's just something different about Mercury, man. You and Mercury, I don't know what it is, but we're flowing. So, I got some questions.
Okay.
So, regarding nationality affirmation, right? So, instead of pulling... The general style manual says Missourian,
yes.
Georgian, Illinoisan, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
do you think it would be more appropriate to put like the Aboriginal names of those locations, or is it sufficient to just use the style manual?
It's sufficient to use the country. See, you're letting them know when you're using that it's a country. If you use the Aboriginal names of places, they may not know what you're talking about. Remember, you're trying to get your point across to the peons.
Okay.
Your job is not to educate.
That makes sense. Okay. Okay. Got it. That answers that real well.
Mm-hmm.
Second question out of three is, I'm finding out that, you know, the rules of equity, well, the laws of equity, well, equity is a different jurisdiction, right? But I'm finding out that the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, there used to be something called Federal Rules of Equity before then.
Yes.
And
before they merged. They merged equity and that law.
Okay. Do you think it's viable in any way to study those and probably put it to use in equity jurisdiction, or just leave that be for now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those are your equity
gotcha.
Laws. Those are the laws that I've been reading off to you that I say OCGA, da-da-da-da.
Yes. Okay. Got you. Last question. This is more like history related and stuff. So can you please, it's more like a request basically. Can you please do more shows on like the history of the British Moors in here? Because I'm realizing the whole Civil War was really amongst the Moors here versus Moors.
It was more here. But see, the thing about that, right, is there's plenty of people out there that teaches about the histories, right? The problem is that's not going to give us remedy. This is why I don't do a whole show on it. What will that give us a remedy for today?
Instead, I'll teach you
about the document that has remedy in the document. Like, for instance, when I talk about the Articles of Association, the Articles of Confederation, I teach you what was in there so we could get remedy today. Me just giving you tons of classes on the history will not give you the remedy.
That makes sense. You're fine-tuning it to the substance. Yes. Got it. I feel you. That makes sense. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. So that's what I got. All right. That's the reasoning behind why I don't do those type of classes. I will mix it in with a class that I do on remedy, but I won't do the whole class on that.
Right,
you know, when I go into the Nunukis, I'm going into the Nunukis because something about that story has a remedy in it for us. And so basically what I'm saying is I always concentrate on remedy.
Right, which is necessary. We need that shit rather than banters. That makes sense, man. Appreciate it, God.
All right, peace. All right, I'm going to 899-999. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, God? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I don't know why everyone calls and asks me the same question. How you feeling? You good? Da-da-da-da. Can we kind of start getting it to one person asks me that? Everyone listens and knows I'm doing great.
All right, God. I just wanted to get it up out you one time, God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man, but I just got a couple questions for you right quick.
Oh, okay.
For one, say like the grantor and the trustee of a trust die, can the beneficiary say like for instance, my great grandmother set up a trust for my mother. She set up my grandmother as the trustee, but obviously the grantor and the trustee has passed, and now my mother and her brother are the two remaining beneficiaries. I don't know what type of trust it was, but I know it was a trust fund. I see they got a couple.
You would have to find the trust indenture. And the trust indenture was supposed to have provisions in it if the trustee died. if Most High provisions to elect a new trustee. It's supposed to have provisions for the trust to live on if the trust was meant to live on. It sounds like she just had a trust that went to her kids. It wasn't meant to be perpetual.
Right. It was just some money allocated over a period of time.
Right. So technically the trust is dissolved and they're supposed to, you know, take the monies and give it to all the beneficiaries and be done with it.
So all the money, you know, probably done been squeezed out over time, I'm pretty sure. But I see they got a couple of paperwork like with like securities and stuff. But they probably had a couple, you know, they probably had a couple over that time.
If they have money, paperwork that's dealing with securities, maybe those securities ain't liquidated.
Maybe those securities
need to be liquidated and given to the beneficiaries.
Okay, so but that they wouldn't being as what if there was no paperwork? How you said putting those factors in play in case the people died.
This is why I teach y'all express trust. Express trust is supposed to be expressed. It's supposed to be written down. Nothing's supposed to be led to your imagination. You know,
and that's the problem with
other trusts. When express trust, you have it written down expressly.
And great grandmother like said this out, like, you know, this is a time ago, so you know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's just funny how I look and see, damn, they got a trust and I've been studying this type of, so I was just doing my homework with what I could do on that. But okay, but as far as my next question, I remember you, because I got my estate number. I got my estate number the way you originally taught it. You put your social in and you get it. And I remember at one point you said your wife, you had got her and she used that and she was teaching under her estate number. She never taught. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you said she was doing something. She was working.
Never taught.
I could have sworn you said she was doing something. You had her doing some type of, she was working under her estate number at one point a couple years back.
Yeah.
But I know recently.
That's true.
I know recently you've been teaching
I have a problem with when I go switch it up. I'm not switching it up because I want to. I switch it up when they change the law. I follow the law. So what I'm saying is your estate number will not work. It will not be perpetual because they switched it up. So therefore, you have to get another number to keep it perpetual.
Okay. All right. See, I'm glad you said that because I didn't even know you were saying that, but because I wasn't, you know, against what you were saying. I was just asking for the state of process, but I'm glad you did say that.
See, you know, I grabbed the estate information from bankruptcy court. Bankruptcy court, they give you an estate number. It's called the bankruptcy estate. They give you that number. They only give you that number to use for 7 years, and they shut it down. So I'm telling y'all before it's a problem, get another number and use that number instead of the estate number when they're only going to give you 7 years to rock it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that then. All right. Well, that kind of like block out my next little question into a gray little area. So I continue on until then, and I'll hit you later.
All right. Peace, God.
All right. Peace, God. Appreciate your time, man.
No doubt. I'm going to 3820. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
What's up, my brother?
Looking at wonderful, magnificent, and great. All is well.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flow to me quickly and easily. And I'm so happy and grateful that perfect health flows into my body quickly and easily, Ashe.
Indeed. I agree. My non-UCC was redirected to the Secretary of State when I took it to the Justice Court. Took it to the Justice Court by the county clerk. It consisted of the gift of the declaration of a dead person, authenticated birth certificate, claim of lien, notice of injunction, and the appointment.
They're never going to let you do it there. I've been directing everyone to send it to Newton County.
Okay. And okay. Point taken. And so just because it, and of course I drafted everything from the webinar, the non-UCC webinar.
Right.
And that does it. All right. And okay, I'm gonna go back into the queue, and that's all I needed.
Okay, that was easy. Peace.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to 7058. One thing I want to, before I go to the next call, I want to say. Yo, 2020-21, they've changed tons of laws. Things ain't working the same. A lot of the information that I put out in 2014 has changed. They're not going to let you go through with it. Y'all got to understand that. No information remains the same when they're constantly developing laws and changing laws. So you are going to have to move when the law moves you. You know what I mean? You're going to have to change up when the law changes up. It's just a necessary procedure. This is war. And in war, you got to change your tactics sometimes. Just a fact. All right? So I'm going to 7058. Peace to the God. Peace. 7058. Hello, hello, hello. Your last four numbers is 7058. I guess people don't know their own phone numbers. All right, I'm going to 9084. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, peace, Jonah. Check me out. This is your brother Noble from Minnesota. What it is.
What
Check me out. This is I don't want to mention the name we don't speak of. But I mean, just, you know, because I don't want to keep on rehashing the bullshit. But I'm doing a GSA bomb, assisting a relative in the Polk, Virginia.
You already bonds with that nigga. He don't know how to do it. He never used them.
No, we ain't do it with him. He's on YouTube as of last week. So, you know, somebody called in that don't, you know, that's just getting up on information, and he was like, garbage. And he mentioned my brother's name, right? He mentioned, you know, the dragon's name, and I'm like, yo, I thought, you know, why don't even talk his shit? But anyway, the brother was saying basically garbage.
Because I was his teacher and threw him away.
He's telling people that the GSA, he's disseminating that, saying that the GSA bond don't work. So I was saying that anything update or take place with the GSA bond that we need to do different. And this is last week he said this shit.
Like I said, he's a hater. But the GSA bond, in the webinar, the first webinar I did with him, right? In that webinar,
the state or the federal,
my child support case.
Right.
I showed y'all how it made me foreign and dismissed the case. How does he deny that that's what was done and how it worked?
Now, we know that they do this at their discretion. But Joey did tell me
this is what
he
I'm
said,
trying
try to get
say.
That in the first
a
quarter.
GSA
said, Joey
bond.
Said try to get it in the first quarter.
Yes. A GSA,
you know what I'm saying? The first fiscal quarter of the year.
Is discharged. It's discharged. 31 USC 3113 says they discharge when they want to. It's a gift. They do it when they want to. So therefore, no, it's not going to work every time. No, it's not going to work when you want it to work. It's going to work when they want it to work. I've always told you that.
Did anything change within the past year or so that you feel a need to update us on regarding the GSA? Everything's still the same that was on the state and federal
still the same. Everything's still the same. So it comes down to them doing it when they want to.
Okay.
Listen,
now,
man, if I could do a GSA and I can do a GSA bond and it works every time,
Right.
Wouldn't I just do a GSA bond for everything? Wouldn't I do a GSA bond for my car note, my house?
No. We got different remedies for different situations.
No. But if the GSA bond worked every time, wouldn't I just use it to discharge my house, my cars, and everything else?
Certainly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why it could never work every time.
Okay.
That's why.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. Now, Joey was saying it's a quarterly discretion. He was saying that more than likely if you did it the first quarter of the fiscal
yes.
year, he say they usually let them rock.
Sometimes, yeah.
I heard that from multiple people. Okay.
We got that impression. You know what I mean?
Right, okay.
But you got it. You
right.
know what's funny? You can look up GSA right now. The GSA has my name and picture and video on their site teaching about the GSA bond. How could I be wrong if they endorsing what I'm teaching? That's crazy.
That's crazy
right there. That means they looked at it and seen that I went according to their rules and only talked about what was on their rules. That's crazy. Right? So,
right.
But you got to understand, hold on, let me pull up the law, because too many people tonight had me go into it. Y'all just not understanding. This charge will never work when you want it to work.
It works when it's convenient.
I'm pulling
for them,
up
right?
31 USC 3113. And I want y'all to comprehend it, man. I really want y'all to understand it. Accepting gifts. And
right.
this is out of money and finance. For the U.S.
Yeah.
A, to provide the people of the United States with an opportunity to make gifts to the United States government to be used to reduce the public debt. Okay? So you give a gift. If they use it, it reduces the public debt.
And the BC is obviously the gift, right?
Right.
Right.
The GSA bond is the gift. The instrument's the gift. The promissory is the gift. All right? Number one,
right.
the Secretary of Treasury may accept for the government a gift. A, money made only on the condition that it be used to reduce the public debt. So what's one of the conditions you got to write on it? That it be used to reduce the public debt and have your public debt account number. Your account number, whatever company you have the account with, right? Then it says, B, an obligation of the government included in the public debt made only on the condition that the obligation be canceled, retired, and not reissued. So if you were
what's
doing
up,
a bond
how you?
And using a bond to reduce it, that's that. C,
okay.
other intangible property made only on the condition that the property be sold and the proceeds from the sale be used to reduce the public debt. So if you had a house, you was using it, they sold it, and you used it to get rid of a tax loan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, B, the secretary and the administrator may each reject a gift under the section when the rejection is in the interest of the government. So the administrator is the Administrator of General Services, DSA.
Right.
And the Attorney General is what? The Attorney General of the United States. But they both can reject it.
Okay.
When it's in the interest of the United States. So it tells you right there simply that we can reject it whenever we want. And they
right.
do.
And it's convenient for them.
And they do.
Okay, now.
So what is that clown talking about?
I don't know. He on some Jesus thing, misleading people. But I had to ask you that because it was a recent comment after we cleared that up. Now, my next issue is when we get to places like Virginia. I know that's tricky. You don't want to go into that, but he's in a state facility. Do we send a GSA bond to the warden?
Yes.
Yes, right? Okay. Also, are we using the original complaint or the sentencing document? Because
yes.
You know when they give you the sentencing? The original complaint,
you're using
right?
Both of them. One asks you the question of when the problem started. That's the complaint.
That is,
and then it also asks
right?
When it closed out, which would be the sentence.
That's the disposition. That's the sentence.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What else I got for you?
Let me tell you something. It's a lot of things y'all want y'all's people to get out of jail for, which they're never going to let them out of jail for. If it's violence and shit like that, they're not going to do it.
Right.
You know,
but
it's easier to get a drug dealer out. He has a non-violent crime.
Yeah. I mean, the injunction, Jonah Bay Sirius, I got two people of probation with the injunction.
Yeah. I've used it to get probation.
Officer called in and was like, the probation officer was like, yeah, stop harassing him. Just leave me alone before you get me in trouble. That was his attitude. I don't got no, you're not on my case, Lord. Leave me alone. He wasn't even, trying to correspond. He was like, leave me alone, please. You're not on my caseload. I don't have this person. All right, that's one. Now, the warden, the judge, do the sheriff get one?
You can.
The sheriff of the county?
You can.
Okay.
The sheriff is the one that issued the order, then signed off on the GSA bonds that locked them up.
Okay. All right. Now, this right here, Jonah, is a question that's relative, but off the, where in the injunction process is the provost marshal even relevant?
No.
We was talking about that in the private a couple years ago. And
no.
You had mentioned that. Okay.
He didn't sign off on no paperwork.
Don't he run the Bureau of Prisons? Don't he run the whole show?
He didn't sign off on putting them in there.
Okay. All right. Could you send him – all right, that's fine. I ain't going to go there. Could you send him the injunction, and would that have any effect?
Could.
It could. Right. That was a question back in the soup. That was a super injunction question, but we didn't do the super injunction in so long. I just – all right. I'm good. My concerns have been addressed, brother. I love you. I'll let everybody else do their thing. Peace.
All right. Peace, God. See, that brother right there is very precise in the questions he asks. That brother right there is someone who studies on his own, and he be like, yo, I didn't study. I'm going to make sure we got this shit right. Me and Jonah's thoughts on this shit is aligned because I know what I read. Believe it or not, that nigga be calling, checking to see if, my shit is right. And he should. Everyone should. Everyone should call me out on shit and check me if you can. But the problem is, you may not be able to because I read the law. I go by the law. I don't go by my own opinion. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 0309. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the God.
Okay. Peace to the God. Hey, you're so quiet, man.
Yeah, I had the mute button on. I heard the last four digits. Hey, that's funny you just said how precise the brother was before that. The God was before this call here. Yeah, he was precise. I was saying the same thing. I was thinking, like, man, if I could get my questions together like that for Consultation Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to get your worth out of it. You're going to get your worth out of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, so that was dope. So my thing is, I'm just going to talk about something. I really didn't have anything down, but I'm still trying to figure out this taxes. You said the 8832. I did all of that stuff. These people taking forever. You said for your situation, it took them a whole year to give it to you. You didn't get to the next year, I mean.
I'm dead ass.
Your entry election.
Right.
And so I'm like, so again, these folks, the state has me down as LLC. But the IRS has me down as a C corp for the same business, and they tell me I did something wrong.
You told me about it Monday.
don't make any sense. How could I? And I did the state prior to doing the IRS, you know, getting the EIN and things.
Right.
So I don't get how they can have the
wrong. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the CP-575, the letter for your EIN that the IRS gave you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. If you read the letter, it tells you if you have any mistakes, to tear off the coupon and send it back to the IRS. I want you to tear it off, send it back to the IRS saying that you are an LLC. You're not a C Corp.
Okay. Okay. That resolved that. That's that issue. And again, they pushed the filing of taxes to back to May 17th. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying to, you know, get those credits, you know what I'm saying? Turn around, like turn up like you did, because I'm using miles.
Right.
My miles alone bring me into like over 16,000. So I'm just like, I'm just trying to do it the way that you're doing it. So
yeah, man, I'm trying to do it according to the law. I'm trying to mm-hmm. Definitely cash in on the 1041 and the OID because the trust
okay.
is originally of things. And only
okay.
the trust can do those type of documents being private. And I know everyone
okay.
is waiting for me to show
yeah,
them how to
yeah.
do 1099 OID.
Oh.
But
OID.
See,
yes,
one thing I want people to understand is your trust is going to have to be the owner of things. Your trust is going to have its separate bank account, its separate EIN. Uh-huh. It's going to be the one that's on your house.
And the EIN is 98, right? That's what you're trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah. It can be an
okay.
EIN. It could be an EIN on a 90. But
okay.
your trust, okay. it depends on which one you have. Your trust has
okay.
to be on the warranty deed of your house. Your trust
right.
has to be in charge of all the shit so that it could now start doing those instruments when you're talking about OID and 1041. Because
okay.
in the 1041 process, it is the trust that is writing off things that it paid for. It's writing off, oh, the light bill. It's writing off, oh, the gas bill. It's writing off the water bill. It's writing off all the other corporations that you have renting spots from the trust in the same house. Because you get,
okay.
let's say, 1,200 square feet written off as an office in your house.
Exactly.
So, therefore, the corporation paid it to the trust, and the trust gets to write it off and gets that money back. That's what the
okay,
tip
so
is.
Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah. So, let me ask you this. Do you have to wait for them to actually give you your election? Okay, I just turn around and just turn off the bottom of the sheet and tell them, yo, this is the owner of this company. I don't care what you say. I have to wait for them to give you an election.
You can do that. You can operate as if it's already done because you know it's done and you know it's you.
Okay. Okay, one other thing. For the late class, remember we were talking about this before? You said, yo, you're going back on your old companies, your old businesses that you have with your EINs and stuff like that. And you said you're going to file them the same way, put them on 8832. So let me ask you, is there any difficulty? Oh, you've been there. Okay. Because, you know, my stuff, I got companies. Huh?
I said this ain't recent for me. I've been did that a long time ago, years
okay,
and years
I'm
ago.
Sorry. Okay. All right. I have one particular company. You know, I was trying to do that Chef Corp that you mentioned a long time ago. I got some companies that's just sitting there. But one of them that dissolved, right? So let me ask you. I turned around and said, yo, the trust owns this now with the 8832. Is this something that I have to file differently when it comes down to filling out the 8832 form? Or is it just the same way, just turn it over to the trust?
Yeah, it's the same way.
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
if you look at your form that they gave you with the EIN, the CP-575, it tells you all of this on the form. You do election. You either do a late election or a general election, and that's how you get the status
given to your company. Now, the only way to get the status is have a hearing or do the 8832. It says it on it. That's why I said I never give y'all my opinion. I give y'all what their instructions law says. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's how I know I'm doing it right.
That's how you're doing it right. You know, nobody can challenge you. And if they do, you give them not your opinion, but you give them the law. So at this point right here now, right here now, I can literally go out there and store these taxes up under the trust.
Store what?
I can store filing the taxes up under, well, through the trust right now.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, not really. It depends on what are you doing. Depends on what business those companies are in. You know, each company has to do its own taxes, right? And then your trust has to do its taxes. And then the trust gets back the money.
Oh, so the actual company has to do the file the taxes first, then the trust
they
file
their taxes.
Behind.
They got to do, like, for instance, the trust, the company would say, I paid the trust $1,600 a month, 12 months. Boom, it has to do a 1099 to the trust. So now the company doesn't have to pay money on that money it gave to the trust. It gets it written off, right? So maybe the company is now didn't make any profit, but it still got other write-offs. So the company is getting a check, right? Now, the trust doesn't pay taxes. So therefore, the trust doesn't have to pay any taxes on the money it receives from that LLC, right? But the trust has expenses, and the trust can write off its expenses on a 1041.
Okay. All right. Let me just say.
I'm doing a goddamn tax class right now.
I know. I'm about to get the consultation. I want, but my stuff, so I think my stuff is kind of low. Since you said, and I know I've read it myself.
Each entity has to do its own taxes. Each entity has to have its own bank account. Each entity is separate. You can't have them intermingled.
Okay. Yeah, they have their separate bank accounts. Okay, so yo, I'm gonna get with you on the consultation on that, but I'm like,
I'm waiting until I got it done, and I'm gonna show y'all, I'm gonna prove it to y'all, it was all done that way in a webinar. You know what I mean? Right now it's hearsay.
Okay.
I know it's correct, but it's hearsay.
Mm-hmm. Until it's not hearsay anymore.
Exactly.
First-hand knowledge. Okay, I got you. Okay. Man. Sure, I'm sweating about it since it's over.
So
with
what
by,
you're
going to want to
concentrate on, what you want to concentrate on is separating each business entity from yourself, your straw man, and everything else.
Okay. Can you elaborate just a little bit more? Because they already separated.
It got to be separate.
Like each company has its own EIN and has its own bank account. Already has
own EIN, own bank account. It has to pay rent to be somewhere, even if it's on paper. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything has to treat each entity like it's a human, and it has its own bills and own everything.
Got you. And basically that needs, but when it comes down to proving or saying that it has its own, you know, I take the rental space and square feet and stuff like that, that basically
you have to do,
you're
going to have to do a lease, and the lease proves that.
Can you do that in an apartment?
Each entity still has to pay rent, whether you're in an apartment or not. And it's leased from your trust. The apartment's in the trust name, yeah. Think about it this way. You got plenty of corporations all over America. They got offices. they don't own the building. They rent the office.
Facts, right.
So their company has to rent the office space from them or from the individual that owns the building. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I drew up a lease, and I get that probably notarized, and it doesn't really make a difference if it's notarized here today versus a year ago. Would it?
Yeah. Say it again.
Okay, I was saying, like, for us, I drew up a lease for each company, you know, taking up square foot in an apartment or what have you. But with that lease, if I were to get it notarized, I'm thinking maybe I don't need to get it notarized now. But if I got it notarized,
all leases are notarized.
Okay, so would it make a difference if the notary's stamp on there or the date is the notary stamp is like now here today versus a year ago? Because say the lease is for the lease is an annual lease, 1 year.
It don't have to be an annual lease. It could be longer. It depends on the lease you have with the apartment.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Peace, God.
Someone asked a very interesting question. It's in Instagram. How can you separate yourself from the business entity if you have to include the person's information when applying? Here's your answer. What you got to realize is your straw man is a insurance policy. It's insurance. That means that any entity that you create has to have the ability to get an insurance policy. Now, they do that by asking you your straw man's information, even though that entity is going to be separate, 100% separate. It's called limited liability, right? So they want the straw man's information for security reasons so that they can do insurance, cash in a security if the shit fails. So that's why you have to give up the information. But other than that, your straw man is not connected to the entity at all. The only way your straw man is connected to any entity is if you do an S corp, sole proprietor. So proprietor is the same way as saying straw man, right? So even though you have to give up its information, it's separate, just like a trust is separate, okay? So that's your answer. All right. So I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 3820. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so I had a question. Me and my husband just found out that we're expecting, and not wanting to go, you know, doing this process. Thank you. Not want to go during the hospital, but in our location, there's not really any traditional midwives. So the midwives we have are certified, meaning that they are, of course, they're going to be trying to do the birth certificate and all that. So do you have any suggestions on, like, a way around that to where?
Don't name a child.
Don't name the child.
Nope. You don't have no name.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so that's it. Is that through the hospital and through the midwife, or like
your religious practices is you don't name the baby for a month or two. You got to watch the baby and see its attributes, see what type of personality it has, so you can come up with a name. You don't name it the child.
Okay, and we shouldn't have any issue with that as well. I know with all this pandemic and whatever going on with Corona.
They can't make you name the child. What they're going to do is they're going to, whatever your last name is, going to do a birth certificate for baby, whatever your last name is. That's not the name of your child.
Okay. And here's a thought that me and my husband was having. Could we do it that way where before we actually have the child, we already pick the name. We actually register it both ways, first name, last name first.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Nope.
I told you, it's about insurance. You don't want the insurance policy to carry the name of the straw. So any name that you think they create the insurance policy, and it's going to override the name. So therefore, she has the insurance policy if she needs it, the birth certificate with the last name on it, but it does not connect to her full name. I did it with my, I'm talking from experience. I did it with my daughter, Layla. And that's the only, she don't have no birth certificate. It's considered that she doesn't have one. But I grabbed the one that they made with baby Scott on it, and I went and got her a national passport. I went and got her a passport in England. But it's not connected to that insurance policy.
Okay. And then with that, though, being, you know, being what hospital or midwife with all this corona going on, like, okay, if they try to, like, how do we come back?
I don't know what type of new shit they're going to have with this corona. I don't know.
Okay. That's understandable. I appreciate that.
Hi. Peace.
Peace.
Hi. I'm going to call a 1188. Peace to the God.
Okay. Set a cheek, pop cheek, pillowcase.
Then you got it down to a T, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yo.
I try to do. I thought I took it out the closet.
Why do people raise their hand and get called on? And it's Jet Bay, and she had no idea she was on because she too busy running her mouth to someone else. It says, my original birth certificate in 72 had baby Ma on it. Then you know what I'm talking about. Yes, yeah, so absolutely your birth certificate is an insurance policy. See, think of it when you go for a passport. They need the birth certificate so that they can do the insurance policy so that if you travel and do harm, to, let's say, to the Eiffel Tower, you knock that shit down. It's going to be that bond from your birth certificate that's going to pay. The Eiffel Tower remade, you know, and, you know, your birth certificate insurance policy, added insurance policy, they make it into a bond, and that's what you're dealing with. And all securities is written off of that insurance policy of the birth certificate from day one. Day one. Now, I shouldn't say this, but I am. It's no more callers with their hands up. So if y'all ain't got no more questions, I'm going to cut it short. You know what I mean? Today is not the day that I teach like I did Monday. Today is the day I answer questions. So is that how they double dip? Yes, it is how they double dip. They get it on the insurance policy, which is the private side, so say, and then they do it in the public, which makes you pay FRNs to do everything. You can create bonds of your own, but your bonds ain't worth money. Your promissory notes are worth money, and then they can take those, you can sell it, and they take those promissory notes and pile them all together, and then they'll create a bond. But you, your bond ain't worth nothing. I mean, look at Sam Kennedy. Sam Kennedy. Have y'all ever looked him up, Googled him? Sam, he's an old-time patriot. Old-time patriot. And... damn, the one I'm looking for ain't coming up right now. Anyway, he went to jail for writing bonds. He went to jail for writing bonds. He did the secure party creditor process. He wrote over billions of dollars of bonds. So if you want to do that, you do that. He knew the process better than you, and look at how it turned out for him. Yes, you actually have to say no to the SSN. You
actually want to operate under EINs with your trust and your LLCs and corporations. You don't want to use the insurance policy. You don't want to act as the straw man with the insurance policy. That policy pays for all of America. That's the debtor. I got you on according satisfaction and get your consultation. We get you all set up. Plenty of people, we're kicking ass with discharge with according satisfaction. Charlie Sprinkle. Yeah, that was Monday's show. Yeah. Well, the injunction works if you have a warrant. Technically, you already have a contract with them that you haven't fulfilled, a contract where you're in dishonor. So the injunction isn't supposed to eliminate that warrant, right? But I'm telling you personally, it got rid of my warrants, about five of them. I don't know. And you got to understand, I was the first to do the injunction. I created it, and it was like 15 years ago. They may not give you the courtesy they gave me. What number? Again, boss, I don't know what you mean by number. Nevada, good to establish the trust. I have no idea. I do the trust in Atlanta. I did it in Atlanta, like my trust webinar showed you, because all the laws was here, and we knew we were doing the trust properly because all the laws was here. They don't have the laws in Nevada. I mean, when it comes to the Constitution and laws, Georgia is best because Georgia don't hide nothing. That's just my opinion on it. Someone said they got a question about the birth certificate with authentication. Should it be apostille? No. Apostille is for religious reasons, the Pope, apostille, right? It also means the post office, a postal. Authentication means authentic, real. You're taking the birth certificate and turning it into a real document, and then you're moving the document to your trust. Having someone's seal of their church means nothing to you. It doesn't make it real. Having you mailing something doesn't make it real. Okay? People mail fake shit up every day. Kennedy. Someone said, what was Sam's last name? Kennedy. Did you get a 9-8 for Scott, Jonah Scott? First of all, you got my name wrong. And no, I did not. Your 9-8 number is for your express trust. Your 9-8 number should only be in the name that you're going to use for being a Moor. Your new name. Oh, my God, I need a consult. They keep on kicking you out because you a bad boy. You a bad boy. They don't want you in here. Do I have a suit? My daughter is 4. My one and only child. However, I've been in child support since 08. You didn't ask me if you anything. You didn't tell me nothing about no suit or nothing else. I don't get it. Instagram is going ham with the questions, man. I'm going to switch over and look at Facebook's questions, see if I have anything. Oh, man, Taiwan says they won't let him call into my show no more. He can only get on through Facebook. That's crazy. Oh, they just commenting on the show. They ain't really got no questions. I guess everyone on Facebook is fucking experts, yo. Paul says, sorry, it's his first time on. He doesn't know the number to call in on Blog Talk. All of y'all that want to get in and call and ask questions, you go to Blog Talk Radio and Google Jonah Bay Radio, it pulls it up. But I'm going to give you the guest calling number right now. The number is 516-418-5649. Once again, 516-418-5649. One more time, 516-418-5649. And you press 1, and that's how you'll call in. All right. And by the way, we got an upcoming webinar, and it's April 3rd. And April 3rd, I'm going to teach you how to actually do the lien on the straw man with a promissory note the proper way, so that your trust can now own everything that pertains to the straw man. And then this is the second part of the house trust webinar, lawsuit webinar, so that y'all can sue the bank and own the house outright, the trust can. So you're going to need to be on this webinar to get this part of the information to do that process, just to let you know. All right. And then it says April of this year, they are allowing you to get rid of certain felonies. Oh, they are. I would think that has to do with Trump going back to the Republic. Since when have they ever done that? I mean, that's unheard of. But I didn't even know. Shit, it's April now. You know, in a few days, they're going to allow you to get rid of all your felonies. First of all, let me say, felonies, the way they had it set up is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional because the Constitution says once you go to jail and get out, you're supposed to be restored. That means you're supposed to be able to do anything. If you served your time, you're supposed to be doing anything that you could have done without a felony. And they didn't do that. They have it where you can't vote, you can't do this, you can't do that if you have a felony, which is unconstitutional. So they need to do that, Hollywood. They need to do that. Someone said, help me. Without counsel. Yeah, listen, I talk to people for free on my shows. If you want me to answer your questions for free, it's no problem. Call in. Call in, and I'll do that. Peace to the God. Copyright notice should do it on copyright deposit and have to express on the straw man. Yes, absolutely. Happy belated born day. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. What if you lay hands in self-defense? Well, self-defense, you're going to have to present your proof. They got to present their proof, and a preponderance of evidence wins court cases. That's how that works. When using a W-8 bin, do you use the estate? I don't. No. Peace to the God. Happy belated solar return. Peace, Jonah. All right, so I went through all the things on Facebook. And yeah, that's absolutely true. Apostle only goes as far as state level. Authentication goes to the State Department cover sheet all the way up. Now, on YouTube, I don't see any questions. So I'm going to read a few more questions off of Instagram, and then I'm going to shut it down. How can I use this information to get off a house arrest for something I didn't do and got my long BC? First of all, you're going to have to do a lot of things, but first thing I would do is do my injunction, and I would send it to the people who got me on house arrest. and see how that works for you. Most of the time when people have done it on probation, we got them off probation, but I've never used it for house arrest, so I don't know. All right? Can you use the injunction you've already been convicted? Yes, you can, but that does not mean that it will take away your conviction. How much is it to do my, go on the site and look at the price. You're too damn lazy to go to the site? I got to give you a price? That's ridiculous, man. You don't want it. You don't want it if you can't look it up. You can't put in jonahbay.com and look it up yourself. Yo, too many people want other people to do the work instead of them doing the work. And that's why you're not going to get remedy. You can't get remedy by anyone doing the work for you. I'm in Chicago. Cool. Child support is fraud, and child support is also unconstitutional. And there's a Supreme Court case on it being unconstitutional because it breaks separation of state. And it goes against the Bible. The Bible says, honor thy fathers and thy mothers. It does not say that parents have to honor the kid. Right? How do you move your authenticated BC into the trust? If you go to jonahbay.com and get the non-UCC webinar, it shows you that and much more. You're going to need it. Oh, shit. I'm going to read it. It ain't. I didn't say it. That Yusef L shit don't work. I ain't say it. They said it. Someone got their number here. Yeah, I would take my little money if they're giving me stimulus money. Fuck it. I'd take it. I don't see your number here, or at least you don't have your hand up for me to answer your phone call. So nice try. Try again. All right. How does a bond become a promissory note? I didn't say that. I said the promissory note becomes a bond. What they do is they take the promissory notes, they put them together. It's called a block. When they block those promissory notes together, they are what is called securities, and then they make a bond out of it. Nigga said, once again, that Yusef L shit don't work. He's serious about that, y'all. He's serious about that shit. I'm not making this up. You can't make this shit up, man. What constitutional states that after a felony, you should go back to normal? Every constitution says that. I'll do a show on it. I'll read the Constitution for you and break it down. I'll do that very soon because every Constitution says that. You know, you go to jail, you're not supposed to. That's called corruption of the blood, and it's written in the Constitution. If I get a felony, did my time, come out, and then you say I can't do certain things, that's called corruption of the blood. All right? That goes against the Constitution. No corruption of blood. Let me Google it. No corruption . Okay, as a result of the English experience, the framers of the Constitution of the United States provided Article 3, Section 3, that Congress shall have the power to declare punishment and treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood, forfeiture, except during the life of a person attained. Hold on, let me go in more. And by the way, the Magna Carta of 1215 talked about no corruption of blood. So, yeah, they're not allowed to keep you forever in a state of being a felon. Unconstitutional, goes against the Articles of Confederation, and it goes against the Magna Carta. There you have it. Jonah, would you have a class on how to stand in court properly? Bake music, my brother, I got it. You need to go to soundcloud.com and search Jonah Bay, and it's in my archives. I've got plenty of shows in the beginning years where I showed y'all how to fight in court and stand on everything. You see what I'm saying? So that is how you're going to do that. Now, that's my show for tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed. I know I did. Peace to the God on the gram. Y'all got quite a few people looking. Peace. I closed out the gram. Now it's my turn to close out Facebook. In live video. And then I'm ending YouTube. Peace to the gods. And now I'm off my show. Peace to the gods. Hope to see y'all next week. We out of here.